Bonnie and Friends. Bonnie Simon. Jacaranda FM.
Ian Roberts, maak die deur oop asseblief.
Look everyone, he's coming through the doors.
Brilliant! He didn't even open them!
He's here!
Hey Mike everybody, it's Barney!
Oh, monsieur! Monsieur! Help! Monsieur!
Mm-hmm.
Bonjour monsieur. De l'huile s'il vous plaît. Vite, vite, je suis pressé.
Yeah, I can help you.
Oui, oui.
Hey.
Oui.
Ah, the toilet.
Ah,
c'est là dans le corner.
Non. De l'huile.
L'huile.
Lubrifiant.
What, man?
Oh! Ici. Casserole. Casserole.
Ah, oil. Why did you say so in the first place, Buddha?
Non. Pas celle-là. Je veux la 2. Casserole 2.
Hey. Hey, wait. I think I know what he wants, man. Kind of the best.
Voilà, c'est ça!
Castrol GTX 2.
Spaniards!
Yeah.
Ian Roberts, welcome. How's it going?
Hi, Bonnie. Well, thanks, man. And you?
Brilliant. Any memories, flashbacks when you heard that?
Thick. Yeah, they were great, those ads to make, and I think they did well.
Yeah, I think we'll talk about that later on. This is a two-hour show. You've selected some lacquer songs. We're going to play all your favorites. But we're going to start with the day you were born. My first question is always, do you remember the day you were born?
No.
Oh, come on. You should, a little bit.
I know when I was born quite accurately because my father was at a moth ball in Fort Beaufort, and he was called away at just after 10:30 and arrived at Fort Beaufort Hospital at 10:25, and I was born. Yeah.
And what did your mom, still today, she's still alive, right?
Yeah.
Does she still remember that day? Because you know when it's your birthday, moms always talk about thy aunt of thy ochant.
Yeah,
do you remember the time? What time was it?
Just 10:25
on
a Saturday night. Yeah. No, my mom doesn't... She doesn't. She remembers your long-term things, but you have to prod her to get that stuff, you know, to get it going again. You know.
Kom ons praat so 'n bietjie van die. Ons gaan nou praat van tot jy so 6, 7, 8 was laerskool en so aan, né? En dan gaan ons bietjie musiek speel. Daar's op Beaufort Wes, op die Citrus Farm, né?
Fort Beaufort.
Fort, wat het ek gesê?
You said Beaufort Wes.
Oh,
that's another place.
Dis 'n ander plek. Hoe was dit gewees sonder skoene daar rond gehardloop? Onthou jy nog so 'n paar herinneringe toe jy so 5, 6, 7, 8 was?
Ja, ontsettend baie hoor. Ek was een van die kinders wat baie vroeg uit die huis was, in die bos in. En my ouma het vir my gesê, sy was baie bekommerd oor my, want sy het gesê, sy dink ek gaan uitdraai in 'n swart kind. Kyk, daai dae was dit nou, yeah, we go back now, 1958, sy then, she was saying. My boy, I'm very worried about you, you're always out in the bush. Maar dit is wat vir my lekker was. Ek het pels gehad en ons het Xhosa gepraat. mengsel partykeer met Afrikaans en Engels, alles gemeng. Toe ek op die convent in Fort Beaufort aankom, moes hulle my spesiale klasse reël vir 'n paar keer om Engels te leer praat. Mooi, prachtig, ja.
Dis dieselfde as Dozie, hy het ook op die daar in KZN groot geword,
ja.
En met al die Zulus groot geword in Swaan, jy weet, so hy kan Zulu lekker praat, Johnny Clegg kan Zulu praat.
Ja.
So, hoe oud was jy toe alles in Khoza? Khoza, jy moet nou vir my leer.
Khoza.
Khoza. Die taal heeltemal suiwer kon praat, hoe oud was jy toe die hele taal nou verstaan het in Swaan?
Kyk, my eerste taal was nie Engels nie, hy was 'n mengsel, soort van. En my ouers het geleer om met my te communiceren in die taal, wat een mengsel van Engels, Afrikaans en Khoza was, maar meestal Khoza in die begin. So ek het nooit Khoza geleer nie, ek het net geken van, ja.
En jy het seker al die vloekwoorde eerste geleer, ne, soos hulle sê, in enige
nee,
taal.
Kijk, ons was nogal innocent, ja. Weet, ons was nie so sleg nie, dat ons alles net vloekwoorde, dis wat jy in die latere jare doen, jy weet, as jy met 'n Franse girl uitgaan vir 2 weke, dan leer al die woorde eerste.
So what was it your first day at primary school? Do you remember? Mom and dad, there you are, were you nervous?
It was the Fort Beaufort convent, and yeah, it was for me a little, okay, you like to be in the bush and free. Suddenly, nuns, you know, and they were quite severe. Mm-hmm. Sister De Ricci, I remember, tall, very angular nose, Italian, checking me out, and I was probably not very clean, although my parents tried. But, yeah, it was daunting.
And then, you know, at primary school, you know, were you bullied at school? I always ask this question. Were you the bully? What was it like? Were you an introvert? Were you quiet? Did you do any sport?
The hectic stuff came when I went to St. Andrew's Preparatory School in Grahamstown. Then I had to leave home, effectively. And I found that very tough. Mm-hmm. Not so much leaving home, the house, but leaving the bush of the farm. Because
yeah.
I grew up in the Eastern Cape where there's unique bush. Lovely, thick, wild olive, wachambiki, goeders, you know. Now you're in the school. You're sleeping in a dormitory of 40 boys. All of them quite foreign to me because they didn't speak Xhosa, most of them. Anyway, I did have some head-on collisions with some boys. There's this horrible claustrophobia that develops in these places. And I think that's the biggest problem for me. I don't mind adapting to these things.
Mm.
But claustrophobia in terms of, and peer pressure claustrophobia, I found, yeah, I didn't really like it. Eh?
And did you, was there obviously a lot of discipline there?
Yeah.
Discipline and so, but soos jy sê, jy het rondgehardloop op die plaas en jouself, jy het ook discipline by die huis gehad, jou ma en pa, maar jy skielik as daar iemand wat vir jou sê wat jy moet doen, het jy daar gevoel?
Nee, hektiek, want kyk, ek was nommer 3 in die familie, die derde kind is nooit nagekyk nie, hy is maar net losloper, jy weet, en so my ouders het my nie, my arme broer, wat ouder as ek was, en my oudste sussie, moes al die nonsens opvreet van discipline in die huis, maar op die skool was dit maar, jy weet, ongelooflik, jy weet, hier moet jy nou, skoene moet so wees, hulle is swart en hulle moet gepolitoer was elke ochend, skur, goeders, jy weet, grys kortbroek, en a blou hemp, en jy weet, as jy moes 'n kind is, my eerste nickname op skool was Inkie, want my voorletters is IK, en toe was ek altyd so vol ink, dat ek nou Inkie die naam gekry het, anyway. Ja.
Okay, en laerskool, hoërskool, was jy hoofseun gewees? Ek het rumors gehoor.
Nee, ek was te...
Onder hoofseun?
En ek was te anders.
Een prefect?
Nee, ek was nie eens prefect nie. Ek was altyd bykie soort van achter die ouwens wat ingegaan het vir dit.
O, okay.
En bykie soort onder die tafel, plek van boer.
En nou, die onderwijsers en soan, is daar partij van die lewe hulle nog, is jy nog contact met hulle, want toe jy nou begin een movie ster word en jou band gesing en soan, dan, hey, die leid die was op school saam met jy, het jy nog contact met een van hulle?
Snaaks genoeg, niks nie.
Glad nie.
Nee, die school het my nooit genader om daar te kom praat of enig iets te doen met die, om die kinders miskien te vermaak met stories van wat ek gedoen het en bla. En daar was paar onderwijsers wat vir my baie, baie speciaal was. Nie baie gewone mans nie, meestal en vrouwens nie. Die wat verskillende soort van uitkyk op die lewe gehad het in termen van St. Andrews College 1960s. there was a maniac called John Axe. There was a man called Jeffrey Sutherland who gave us the Beatles for Precy to learn and to understand lyrics, you know.
Yeah.
And that was unheard of in those days.
Oh, great.
And then guys like David Hogg, who he did some classic things that he was such a humanitarian that when I was at university later in the same town, obviously Rhodes University, I had to go and ask him for advice at times. And he was just fantastic, you know.
Onthou jy daai ses van die beste, as jy nou stout was op skool en so, yeah. Six of the best corporal punishment, was het eina gewees, was jy bang gewees, of jy moes almal so in 'n ry staan, as, dan wiksel jy die eerste keer, omdat jy weer moes heel achter gaan staan, het by jylle skool ook so ingegaan?
Nee, nee, jy het ingegaan en jy het jou 6 of 4 of wat ook al gevat, finishing klaar, en dan loop jy uit en daar staan die ander ouders, bietjie bleek, jylle moet nou ingaan.
Het is maar die beste om eerste te gaan altyd, ne?
Ek het dit so verkies, ja.
En was jy stout op skool gewees? Het jy allerhande nee, goeders aangevangen?
Nee, ek was nie stout nie. Maar ek, toe op die ouwe end, toe is ek uit die skool geskop, jy weet, vir slechte dinge wat ek gedoen het, was eintlik om uitgaan en na party toe en alcohol gebruik ook tabak.
Oh.
Ja, en toe is ek gevang en toe is ek geskors uit die skool uit. Maar toe gaan... ek het die hoof gedagvaar, en vir hom sê, as hy my uitskoop, dan moet hy die ander 35 seuns ook uitskoop. Toe sê hy omtrent dronk van absoluut horror, dat daar so baie seuns daar was, en toe het elke ou daar gekom, maandagochtend, en gesê, ja, baas, ek was daar, en toe sê ek maar, toegelaat om te bly by die skool.
Maar soos die army, as een ou iets verkeerd doen, haar klop allemaal, ne? Ons gaan nou bykie praat oor jou daar in die army.
Ja, 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 ja.
Maar kom, speel jy bykie muziek. Ian Roberts, he's here with me at Monte Cassino. What a legend. Nice to have him here. And he's going to tell us some amazing stories. He's a great storyteller. And we're going to play some of his music. 37942 at a cost of R1.50. If you've seen any of his movies, if you've seen him on television, if you've seen him in the street, if you've seen him doing a gig, whatever, we want to hear from you. Maybe an old school teacher will crawl out of the dark.
Yeah.
Ooh. Okay, the Rolling Stones. Let's spend the night together. Is jy a groot Stones fan?
Ja, en dat was 'n sekere stadium in my lewe dat hulle baie sterk was. Especially these songs of this time, when they were singing this stuff and... that it just inflamed the adolescent boy, 15 years old, this one.
Kom ons luister.
Bonnie and Friends, Bonnie Simon, Jacaranda FM.